This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Bored of too many ads and dull, meaningless chat? We've got neither. Joy Drive, smart, fun radio.
Malcolm Campbell, unusual to see you on a Wednesday, but so pleased to see you.
Yes, I'm back because you're a bit unwell, so we've delayed it to now. Hi. Wednesday.
Thank you. What's happening in the world of sport? Let's get straight into it. AFLW.
Well, they had the grand final on Sunday. Yeah, at Princess Park or Icon Park, which is the sponsored name.
You've got that look on your face as if to say, what, you don't know?
Of course you don't know. That's why I'm here. Now, who was in the grand final? Do you remember I told you last week?
No, I can't remember who.
Brisbane,
yeah.
They travelled down here and North Melbourne.
North Melbourne, did North Melbourne win?
No.
Oh, no.
They were winning and then Brisbane had a really good final quarter, kicked four goals and won the premiership, their second one.
Well, congratulations, Brisbane. Yes. I would have preferred North Melbourne to win.
I know, a Melbourne team and it would have been their first time, but Brisbane earned it and they had a good season and so well done, Brisbane
Lions. So that was at Princess Park?
Yes.
That used to be a football place,
it still is a football place.
But even for...
For men and women.
Oh, really?
Yes.
Oh, okay. I haven't been down. That's near the cemetery, isn't it?
Yes.
Oh, there'd be fascinating stories.
Yes.
Do you ever go through and read the stories?
We haven't got time for this. Okay, let's move on. I have been there once, but we haven't got time for this.
Okay, let's move on to the Women's Big Bash League.
Well, they had their final.
What is it? What sort of sport is it? Cricket?
Yes. Oh, you're funny. Women's Big Bash League. Yeah, so the final, I just lost my notes.
Oh, no. Help. See, we could have talked about the same
thing. Here we go. I found them. Okay. Adelaide Strikers won the match against Brisbane Heat, but only by 3 runs to win the BBL title. So it was a close one at Adelaide Oval. So sports are wrapping up for women. Cricket's over. Yep. Football's over. That also leads me into one that's not on the list. The Matildas playing some practice or friendly matches in Canada. Oh. They lost the first one last week 5-0 because we didn't have some of our good players. And we were, you know, what they call blooding new players, you know, younger, more inexperienced players, giving them a go. Anyway, they lost 5-0, but there's another match tonight. And so I think they're going to put some of their experienced ones in to give it a good go because the Canadian captain, she's retiring and she's had the most number of games and goals in world soccer, women's soccer history. So.
Now, you called that a friendly match. I remember, was it the when Matildas played England and they lost to England? I mean, they were kicking their shins.
No, a friendly is one that's not part of a tournament.
Oh, so it doesn't mean they...
It's just like a practice match, but it still counts.
See you.
Yeah, it's not that.
Oh, okay.
Oh, dear, you're funny.
All right, let's move on to golf.
Golf. Well, the golf was over the weekend, and I actually watched the golf.
Oh, did you?
Yeah, we got home from a party, and we were a bit tired, and we just sat there, and
I watched the golf.
Yeah, I did it with men's and women's golf. Yep. This is unusual. I've not seen
Remind
a tournament
to come back
where...
to your house after a party.
Remember, we're old and we're in our 50s.
Okay, true.
Same for you, remember?
Yeah, exactly.
Okay. So, men's and women golf, the Australian Open, was being played as a joint tournament. And I've never seen this before, but the men and then the women were taking turns through the golf course. And that's very great for the exposure for both men and women. And in the men's golf, the Chilean, Joaquim Niemann, wasn't anywhere in contention on the last day, but had a blinder and was leading the leaderboard, waiting for the rest of the golfers to come in to see if they would beat him. So a Japanese fella got up and had a playoff with him, but he beat the Japanese fella. So that was good. With Min Woo Lee, the Australian, in third place. And then in the women's, the defending champion, South African Ashley Buhai, she won just by one stroke from Min Woo Lee's sister, Minji Lee, who's
we spoke about them.
Yeah, we have top five in Australia. So well done.
Fantastic.
Well done for Australian golf up there at the Australian Open in Sydney.
Very good. I can see why you watch it. The next one sounds like a paper recycling company, Zatopek. What's that?
The Zatopek.
Zatopek, is it?
Okay. Yeah. Do you know what Zatopek... Who?
No.
Well, Zatopek was a famous runner from the Czech Republic back in the 1950s. And he Like, he won the marathon only after he'd won some races on the track, and he never entered an marathon before and won it. And he's famous in Australia because it's the biggest race in Australia for 10,000 metres.
Right.
And so the race was won and run last weekend, and Jack Rayner won the men's, and with Pat Tiernan in second, and in the women's, I can't find it. Dear me. Oh, Lauren Ryan won the women's. And okay. These men and women, they run really fast. The women are in 32 minutes and the men are in about 28 minutes. Now, 27 minutes actually, he won that in. And that's pretty amazing. An Irishman won the race, but he doesn't count for Australian championships. So the first placed Australian who came second, Jack Rayner, wins the championships. Now, that also leads me into something else. They had marathons over the weekend overseas in Japan. And Brett Robinson ran about 2:08 in Japan, and that's the second fastest time by him. He's the national record holder. And then in Valencia, Spain, last year, Sinead Diver did well there and did 2 hours 21, which was a national record.
Fantastic.
She didn't run this year, but other women from Australia did, and they all did personal best. This must be a very fast course in Valencia. And Genevieve Gregson, who was a steeplechaser in Tokyo Olympics and did her Achilles during the race, and she was crying on the track and it was all over the news, she ran only her second marathon and did 2 hours 23.
Wow.
And then Izzy Bat Doyle just behind her, along with Lisa Waitman in about 2:24 and Eloise Wellings in about 2:25. Now, it's interesting. There's those four that ran that, and there's Sinead Diver, and then two others, were all in contention for three spots at the Olympics. So fantastic. Some of the other girls have got to run a few races to see if they can get some good times. But obviously, Sinead Diver, who ran last year and is the national record holder, she'll get a spot, and possibly Lisa Waitman, because she's done two qualifying times. So we'll see what happens.
Malcolm,
it's interesting. I love running, and I love hearing about the results.
I'm actually more impressed in the fact that you didn't even look at your notes and you reeled off all those names and times without looking at them.
Oh, I didn't have them accurate times, but no, I read that online, that article, and it was so amazing. But fantastic. That course is fast, and remember, Valencia is where the next Gay Games are in 2026.
Wonderful. You will be there. Malcolm, great to chat with you. Right. We'll see you on Monday.
Yeah, thanks. See you.
Thank
bye.
You. Bye.
Joy Drive on Joy 94.9 FM in Melbourne, Joy on your digital radio, iHeartRadio, TuneIn.com or the Joy app, no matter where you are.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.